Yeah, in fact, if you go over to O'Melveny Park, there's a sign as we go up the trail, because I've taken the dog there, that says beware of mountain lions.
So.
They're there.
I hate to say it, but that also could have been what.
Yeah, I know.
In for mountain lions, would you use cougar interchangeably?
No.
And puma, is that, what is that to you? That
well, puma is a wild animal that lives not in the United States. Maybe they're there, but I always think they're elsewhere.
Mexico,
yeah.
Okay. How about a small animal with a bushy tail that eats plants?
The squirrels. Oh, we have lots of squirrels. I even forgot those things.
It's all right.
And in fact, we have squirrels and we have ground squirrels.
Very good point. Now, what is the difference between the two?
That's well, the ground squirrel lives in the ground.
Right.
They're small, and I see them a lot. They're also called groundhogs, I think, aren't they? No, they're not called groundhogs. They're ground squirrels, and they're tiny. They're small. The regular squirrels have bushy tails, and they eat the fruit off the trees.
Right. I've been told that ground squirrels and chipmunks.
The chipmunks, that's the other word.
It?
Yeah, chipmunks,
okay.
Yeah.
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 We use ground squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we use chipmunks.
And you use chipmunks?
Chipmunks and ground squirrels, too.
Both.
And they're quite tame. They'll sit up and.
Right?
Yeah. And we have tons of rabbits where we are.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. The jackrabbits?
Jackrabbits.
And my dog wants to chase them. I have to keep her on the leash because she runs.
They're fast, though.
Oh,
but
I know, and so
is
she. And she also will play with coyotes, which I don't want.
No, thinking of rabies.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, are you familiar with prairie dogs?
Yeah. I've seen them going, in the prairies, but I don't know much about them.
Okay.
Except what I've read.
Yeah.
With James Michener.
Right. National Geographic.
Yeah.
Something about them. Well, what would their communities be called? Have you ever heard a name for their?
You know, if I have, I don't know. I don't remember. What is it?
Prairie dog town or
prairie
dog town?
Well, maybe dog town. Yeah, but that is, not. It isn't anything that I would know right off the bat.
It's not in those states. Okay, but they're different from a gopher.
Oh yeah. Well, we have gophers too. Yeah. Tons of gophers.
A reptile that has a shell.
You mean a turtle?
Yes. Now, what is the difference between, if there is, a turtle and a tortoise?
I think a tortoise, if there's water turtles, and a tortoise is probably dry land.
Yeah.
There's desert tortoises.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a difference.
Okay. Did people hunt much that you remember when you were growing up?
No. They fished.
Okay, tell me about the kinds of fish.
Well, the men used to go out deep sea fishing. They'd go out on the barges. And I can remember when they would go out, it was my dad, the man next door primarily, and they would come home with yellowtail, barracuda, and mackerel.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, nobody wanted to eat mackerel, but during the war, we ate mackerel. It's very strong.
It's fishy.
Very strong and fishy. Mm-hmm. But yellowtail, it's
wild.
Tuna, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to have, barracuda is very good.
Yes.
It's quite strong, but it's good.
Yes.
They used to bring gunny sacks full, and they'd put them out on the lawn, and all the neighbors would come over. Because
we
didn't.
Much
well, see, we didn't have freezers at the time, so you ate what you caught.
Right so, then.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you have an ice box or?
We had an ice box for a while, and because the Iceman came, and anybody my age, you'd hear people talking about the Iceman coming. And getting chips of ice from him.
Yep.
And then we had a refrigerator. And we never called it a frigidaire because we didn't have a frigidaire, we had a cold spot.
Mm-hmm.
We called it the fridge.